A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church, entering house after house and dragging out men and women. He handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and shall raise, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's saint, Saint Anselm, lived in the 11th century, and he is remembered as the father of scholasticism. He defined the task of theology as faith seeking understanding. Now, you would think a man like this would be buried in his books 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? But he was not. Anselm knew that to know God, and remember that, to know God is not only to study his word, but you must be rooted in God. Here's Anselm's words. "I pray, O God, to know you, to love you, that I may rejoice in you." To know God, you must experience God. And this is done by listening to his word, coming here, worshiping God in the Mass, participating in the sacraments, and spending time in prayer. If we only read about God, we know something about God, but we don't know God. Huge difference. I just read an article yesterday that says 79% of Americans believe in God. But here's what's interesting. The majority of those in that poll said, "I don't need religion anymore." They're abandoning the churches because they said that they can find the God within themselves. So my question to them is, what God are you referring to? The true God? Or the one that's made in the image and likeness of yourself?